dig deeper now into this question of where this virus came from. The reason is there have been a lot of words expended in national media here in the United States and around the world to tell you over and over again that this did not come from a lab in Wuhan. This did not come from Chinese scientists. It's just not possible. And yet more and more information comes out that seems to indicate it's, in fact, if not possible, it's likely that this virus came from an intermediate horseshoe bat. An intermediate horseshoe bat, by the way, no horseshoe bats live within almost 1,000 miles of Wuhan, China. There is no colony of Wuhan bats living any closer than about 1,000 miles from Wuhan, China. So how would the bats get to Wuhan? How would this virus that scientists around the world almost universally believe came from this kind of a bat, an intermediate horseshoe bat? Well, let me give you a couple of indicators. That wet market, a place where wild animals, strange animals, scorpions and bats and toads are consumed for food, sometimes live right there at the market. That's where it comes from. But right by, within a few hundred yards of this market, is the Wuhan Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's one of the places just a few hundred yards away. Another research facility is also close by. Mike McCall, Republican of Texas, says this is one of the worst cover-ups in human history. And now the world is facing a global pandemic. Mr. McCall has said that China should be held accountable for the pandemic. And one of the reasons that the United States and other countries, including Italy and Spain, that are being ravaged by this virus, were slow to react at the beginning was because China kept telling the world, nothing to worry about here. There's nothing to worry about here. It's not even contagious. The World Health Organization telling the world that on January the 14th. Our first case in the United States came 1 week later. Not contagious, and yet a week later, somebody in the United States showed up with this virus. The Chinese lied, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, will apparently die. With the help of the World Health Organization, meanwhile, you look at the headlines today. The United States has surpassed China in total deaths. I don't believe that, because I don't believe the communist Chinese to tell the truth about the number of people that have become ill or the number of people that died in their country. Communists lie. It's what they do. And I'm not going to sit here and be part and parcel to the lies of the communist government of Beijing. I will tell you this. We'll come back, but let me tell you more about the origins of this virus. This comes in part from the Washington Times. Chinese officials refused to provide samples of its coronavirus strains to United States researchers shortly after the outbreak became public and did not allow international disease specialists to visit Wuhan for several weeks. For several weeks, they let nobody in. In a Chinese video, Youth in the Wild, Invisible Defender, there are researchers engaged in casual handling of bats containing deadly viruses. The 7-minute film boasts that China has taken the lead in global virus research and uncovered more than 2,000 viruses in the past 12 years, the time since the outbreak of the bat origin virus that caused severe acute respiratory syndrome. You know it as SARS. Prior to China's discoveries, an estimated 2,200 types of viruses had been found in the previous 200 years. And yet this meat market, only a few hundred yards from the Wuhan CDC, is considered to be the starting point. But that's also based on information from China that cannot be trusted. Shengsun News, a publication of the Guangdong Communist Youth League, described in December how a man, Mr. Tian, would shuttle through caves and jungles looking for viruses in bats and ticks called vector organisms. He worked at the Wuhan CDC, working in the quest to develop vaccines, they said. The report said that nearly 2,000 viruses discovered in China over the past 12 years nearly doubled the total number of known viruses in the world. But now a search of the Wuhan CDC website turns up No such individual. Mr. Tian has vanished, even though he wrote scientific studies and papers for the Wuhan CDC that can be found elsewhere. Biosecurity researcher Richard Ebright, a Rutgers University professor, said the coronavirus behind the pandemic is 96.2% similar to a bat virus discovered by the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is 7 miles away. That was discovered in 2013 and studied at the Wuhan CDC that same year. Now, the virus could have jumped naturally from animal to human, but also could have escaped from the lab. You see, so everybody's been spending their time telling you that it's not an engineered virus. It was not germ warfare. It was not a military exercise. That may be true. That wasn't the question we asked. We said, where did the virus come from? How did it get here? This is not germ warfare. Okay, he who protesteth too much. And there's a lot of protesting going on. And make no mistake, there's a lot of Chinese money that influences Western journalism. The things that you see and read and hear, a lot of Chinese money influencing that every day. And how is it that the World Health Organization would parrot the claims of the Chinese government having not seen it for themselves? It's not contagious. Really? Because it looks fairly contagious to New York right now, and to Detroit, and to Los Angeles. Not to mention what's going on in Italy and Spain and Germany and France. Looks quite contagious from that angle, does it not? The Chinese lied. They lied to the world about this virus and how it came to be. Did they engineer it? Maybe not. But did they let it loose? It appears they just might have. By accident? Possibly. But when you play with fire. It's the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber. Thank you for stopping in. Quick break. We'll be right back.